Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And finally, we head to Georgia. That's where WDIG-TV 35 catches up with the West Lawrence FFA, a middle school chapter only in their second year, and they're already making a name for themselves statewide.
Hi, I'm Duana Cooper, and I'm here with Hope Carter. And she is the middle school sponsor of the FFA at West Lawrence Middle School. And we're here to talk to her today a little bit about the chapter, how it got started at the middle school, and some of the things that have happened this year.
And so this is our second year. West Lawrence Middle School FFA was brand new last year. The school system was fortunate enough that they were able to begin that program at the middle school last year. So this is my second year, and I'm really excited about what the students are doing and what they're learning through agricultural education and the FFA at the middle school.
But this is not your first rodeo when it comes to FFA. You were employed at the state level. So talk to us a little bit about what you did previously with the FFA organization.
Yeah, so I've been around FFA my whole life. My grandfather and my father were both agricultural education teachers before they became administrators. And then I got involved in FFA when I was in the seventh grade. When I graduated from college, I worked as the leadership program specialist for Georgia FFA. I planned leadership programs and helped manage state and area officer programs through Georgia FFA Association and served the more than 42,000 Georgia FFA members here in our state. I did that for 7 years, and then my husband and I decided to move back closer to home, and so we did that a couple of years ago. I taught at Northwest for 2 years, and then when they opened the program, I was fortunate enough to receive that job at the middle school. So it's been a long time, but I love FFA and I'm very passionate about it.
I really think that they were the fortunate ones to receive you in the FFA program at the middle school, because just from being close to the program this year, I know that you really are dedicated to the program. You really are knowledgeable about the program, and the people who are involved in the program really love you a lot as their sponsor.
I appreciate that. A lot of times what we try to do is make sure people know. You know, they think about agriculture and they immediately associate that with farming, which is the backbone of our organization, but FFA is not just about farming. It's so much more than that, and what people don't realize is that they use agriculture every day. Every time that you eat, every time you put on your clothes, every time you go home to a roof over your house, all of those things come from agriculture. And so our students have opportunities related to that. We have career development events, which are competitions for students to be involved in. There are team and individual competitions. There are awards students can apply for through their supervised agricultural experience programs, which are projects that the students do outside of class related to agriculture. And then there's also leadership opportunities at leadership conferences, conventions, summer camps. There's so many things that students can be a part of and learn new knowledge, gain new experiences, and make new friends and meet people from all over the state. So it truly is a great program to be involved in.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that they really love the summer camp. And it really has evolved. A lot of times the original idea of an FFA person was a young man with boots on and literally just tilling the fields and producing, you know, agricultural products. But like you mentioned, the floriculture, you know, children that are interested in veterinary science and veterinary, you know, degrees,
right.
Forestry, timber. Really just a broad program, much more so than I think that most people are aware of.
Yeah. You know, FFA changed its name, too. We were founded as Future Farmers of America, but in 1988, we changed the name to the National FFA Organization to try to change the perception that we were just about farming, that we're more about all these other opportunities in addition to farming.
You had some outstanding students this year. For a first-year chapter, you had some students that went really far at the state and national level. One of the students that comes to mind is Casey Butler. Can you tell us a little bit about what she did, what her project was, and some of the accolade that she received this year?
Yeah, so one of the opportunities that students have through being in agricultural education is to do a supervised agricultural experience project where they do work in agriculture outside of regular class time. And Casey's family owns a large farm here in Lawrence County. They grow several different crops, and she helps her family out on the farm during the summer, on the weekends, and then some days after school when she's not working. And so she kept track of all the time that she spent out on her family's farm, of the skills that she was learning, like running the irrigation system, checking her cattle herds, health, and managing that, running over, driving the tractor, just all these different skills that she learned. And she submitted what we call a middle school record book. Those are specifically for students in middle school to apply to gain recognition for their supervised agricultural experiences. And so you apply on the area level first. We put together her application. It's almost 20 pages long. It's a large application where you have to have proof and pictures that they're doing these projects. Talk about the skills. It's a lot of writing in that application as well. Talk about if she's earned any money and what type of materials that she's using. And so we sent our application off to the area level, which would kind of be like region level if you're dealing with sports.
Sure.
And so she won the area level, and then her application as the winner of the area level was submitted to state. And those applications are judged, and she was named the state winner back in April, so I'm really proud of her.
As you should be. That's really excellent. So you had another team that won at the state level as well, and their event is called Conduct of Chapter. Can you tell us a little bit about Conduct of Chapter? Because it's something that really is out of the norm of what people think about for FFA. And just explain to us a little bit about what this event is, what it takes to compete in it, what happens with this particular event.
Absolutely. So Conduct of Chapter Meetings is a leadership event for students. It's based on parliamentary procedure, specifically on Robert's Rules of Order, which is a big, thick book that is very hard to understand. So we try to make it manageable for these students. But they learn the rules of parliamentary procedure, the motions that go along with it, whether those motions require a second, are debatable, amendable, what vote they required. And they have to do a presentation that is correct based on parliamentary law. So they have to study that and know those rules. They take a written test that has 25 questions, and then they do that presentation. And basically, they walk into a room, and there are cards laid out for those students. And as soon as they get there, they flip over that card where there is a main motion, something like, I move that our chapter sponsor a family for the holidays, or I move that our chapter host a blood drive, something that the school could do as a part of FFA. And they get 1 minute to look over that main motion. And then there are four additional abilities that they have to complete to do parliamentary procedure correctly. It may be amend, it may be division of the assembly, it could be commit or refer. There are several different abilities they have to perform, and we don't know what those are. We learn 13 different motions. We never know the four that are on that card until we get there. And there are 7 members on that team, and we don't know which members get those motions until they flip over that card. So they do that presentation. In addition to parliamentary law, they have to also demonstrate correct opening and closing FFA opening ceremony. And then they also, after their presentation, each have to answer an oral question based on parliamentary law.
That's excellent. As a first-year team, was really incredible, right?
Yeah, it's incredible, too, because they're middle schoolers. Most of the other schools out there we were competing against were high schoolers. Middle schoolers actually only have the opportunity to compete in 3 national events, and these girls got to be a part of one of them. So it's an amazing opportunity.
Thank you so much. That's really excellent.